Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 15th of May. As the China-US summit draws to a close, very little has been announced of any substance. There might be some last-minute surprises, but so far this has been mainly spin. A cynic might question whether it was really worth the use of increasingly scarce jet fuel. China's President Xi said that there was agreement on keeping trade ties stable. However, it was always unlikely that the two sides would agree to destabilise trade ties. And anyway, stability is not a word one normally associates with US trade policy over the last 16 months. A verbal agreement for stability is not likely to be perceived as being worth terribly much. We get the release of April US industrial and manufacturing production data today. These are fairly volatile series, and both weakened notably last month. Markets are looking for a bounce back, and the forecast range for both figures is skewed to the upside. However, it is noticeable that the surge in new factory building that took place under the Biden administration has rolled over since January 2025, and almost 80,000 manufacturing jobs have been lost since the start of last year. While today's data might be more upbeat, the trend is less positive. UK politics continues to rumble on. Yesterday, a cabinet minister resigned. The news was met with complete indifference in the financial markets. It must be very distressing for a politician to discover that financial markets consider them a complete irrelevance to the bigger picture. Media reports are suggesting that UK chief executives are now complaining about the level of political uncertainty. But any chief executive not capable of handling political uncertainty these days should probably be reconsidering their career choices. Political uncertainty is a global phenomenon that is only going to increase. Fear of economic change fuels prejudice politics, very economically damaging, but a recurring feature. Social media encourages single-issue politics, which itself is unpredictable and which fuels political polarisation. As fewer people join political parties, those parties become more extreme in their views. All of this means that policy becomes less predictable and the changes of policy potentially more dramatic. Europe's data calendar includes final April consumer price inflation from Italy, which almost never changes and is not going to interest investors at all. The United States has the Empire State Manufacturing Sentiment Poll, which comes with its normal dose of partisan bias to obscure any possibility of any useful information. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.